Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Call to show your health is your wealth. Important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. This show is about you. It's about your health and your life. So if you're struggling with your health, I'm here to help. If you're doing really, really well and want to do better, I'm here to help. Along with questions about your health, I always want to hear your on-air personal success stories. Remember, when you share your story, you give people hope, and hope is some of the best medicine anyone could ever have. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. If you need a new prescription for your life, then call in right now with questions about your health. 888-283-7272, or send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. We're going to go to Dolores. Hi, Dolores. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay. Dr. Asa, I was calling because I have hypothyroidism. I did have hyperthyroidism, Graves' disease, and Hashimoto's back in 1991. I also had a pituitary problem with that. My values were very low. Anyway, I took a radiation capsule, which kind of shut down my thyroid, thank goodness. Anyway, I am hypothyroidic, and I'm wondering, is there anything that I can eat that might help to stabilize my thyroid hormones? I don't fluctuate greatly, but my medications have had to be changed from time to time, and I was just wondering if there was something I could eat to help me with my thyroid.
Well, Dolores, so you said you took a radiation tablet. Did they completely radiate your thyroid? Is it still somewhat active, or is it completely? Where is it right now? Tell me.
To be honest, I thought it was just dead, and but if it were completely dead, then my medications wouldn't fluctuate, would they?
Well, they can. Yeah, they can.
Oh, they can.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they can.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, what did the doctor tell you? Did the doctor tell you, your physician, endocrinologist, did they tell you that it's still there and functioning? Do they know if there's a percentage of it?
No. No, he did not. In fact, although I can't actually remember everything that was said at the time, I do believe he said it was dead. So,
well, if the gland is still there and they didn't remove it, then we have to believe.
Well,
that there's...
no, right.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, if the gland is still there and it's still in your body and they didn't remove it, then there's a possibility that it can still have some cells that are active, and that's what I would bank on. Now, as far as medication goes, are you taking Synthroid, Levothyroxine? Which one are you taking?
No, I'm just taking Synthroid. I would never vary from that, but I take Synthroid. Actually, currently I'm alternating every other day with 100 micrograms and 112 micrograms.
Okay.
So this is the first time I've ever had to alternate. They had put me on 112 micrograms every day, and I was a little too hyper. So now it's 100 alternating with 112.
I understand.
So, and I believe I'm kind of like right there in the middle where the doctors would like me to have, like me to be, so...
Okay.
I guess.
Well, you know, with your thyroid, there's several things. Even when you're in a state of hypothyroidism, which is low-functioning thyroid, you know,
right.
it's important to have enough organic iodine because iodine is the number one trace mineral that makes the thyroid gland work. And so there's several things you definitely want to avoid to make sure that you're going to get enough iodine because there's things that can block iodine from getting to the thyroid gland. The first is to stay away from tap water of any kind and showering in regular tap water, because whatever gets on your skin goes right into the bloodstream. So remember that.
Boy.
So chlorine, fluorine, both of those are, when they go into the bloodstream, they block thyroid function. They block the receptors in the thyroid, and iodine can't get to them. So you want to stay away from anything with chlorine. You want to stay away from fluorine or fluoride. So those two things are really big. Foods, you want to stay away from anything in the cabbage family. So lettuce, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower.
Oh, my gosh. I live on it. Okay.
See, there you go.
Oh, my word. I mean, I'm a big vegetable and fruit lover, but the vegetables I love are the ones you just named.
Well, but there's plenty of other ones. So there's, you know, there's asparagus, and you can do the darker leafy greens like spinach and kale. But, you know, the lighter iceberg and romaine lettuce and the baby greens you want to stay away from because they're too close to the cabbage family. So those, and also there's only one fruit that really can drive down your thyroid, and that's strawberries. Strawberries are the one fruit that really can drive down and slow down your thyroid. All the other ones are fine. But I would stay away from strawberries.
Wow.
I know.
Okay.
So the other berries are fine. Blueberries, raspberries, and all the other ones. They're all great. But I would stay away from those. So that's the things to stay away from. The things to do to keep your thyroid healthy is I would definitely look into Armour instead of Synthroid. Armour, I think, from what I've seen, what we've seen clinically, is a better alternative when you're using medication for thyroid. It's the most natural version of the medication that's out there, and unless it just won't hold your levels, I would at least give it a shot, at least for a period of time. Let your endocrinologist, you know, switch you on that. Talk to them about that. Some endocrinologists don't like it. However, what we've seen clinically, in our clinic anyway, has been great results with Armour and stabilizing the thyroid, and it's, you know, getting it to work properly. And that sort of thing. So I would just look into that. Tyrosine, a lot of research out right now on L-tyrosine, which is an amino acid that helps thyroid function work much better. You need about 3,000 milligrams a day of L-tyrosine just to support the thyroid, especially when it's in a slow state, such as hypothyroid. 3 to 4 tablespoons a day of coconut oil can help tremendously with thyroid function. It's also highly antifungal and is amazing for overall thyroid function, and that's coconut oil. So it's one of the best oils to cook with, too. It doesn't break down into a trans fat under heat. But look into the iodine, organic iodine. There's an actual urine test that you can do with iodine, which takes about 24 hours, or you can do, which is more of a self-test you can do at home, is an iodine patch test where you take a drop of organic iodine, put it on your skin, and then allow it to dissolve. And when you'll see, it'll turn like a yellow-orange color. If it dissolves within 3 hours, you definitely need organic iodine. If it does not do that, if it takes, you know, 4, 5, 6, even 10 hours, then you're probably okay. Most women need iodine because you need 450 micrograms a day, and it's nowhere to be found in the American diet. A little bit in salt, but not even enough to make a difference with anybody. And so with iodine, you need 450 micrograms a day. If you're a female, 150 micrograms for your thyroid gland, 150 micrograms for your breast tissue, and 150 micrograms for your ovaries, just to make them function properly. Iodine's a big one that we miss a lot of times in healthcare and recommending things for people. So it's one thing I would look into. And taking iodine in the afternoon when you take your medication in the morning, studies have shown that it helps the Synthroid or even Armour work better, so you might not...
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share, and there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend at GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Hi, this is America's Health and Lifestyle Coach. Do you suffer from neuropathy, painful scars, joint and muscle pain, or migraine headaches? Then I want to tell you about an amazing product from the American Pharmacy Company. The American Pharmacy Company compounds natural creams by their pharmacist that can be a key to your life without pain. The topical cream is mixed from your doctor's prescription and instructions and targets numerous pain receptors at once. If you're challenged by fibromyalgia, arthritic pain, tendonitis, general inflammation, or even migraine headaches, then you should contact my good friends at American Pharmacy Company. The American Pharmacy Company compounding cream produces fewer side effects and reduces organ toxicity. That makes it safe, pain-free, and a true answer to your daily needs. Contact American Pharmacy Company today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695 or AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. If you don't have a physician, they can help you with that as well.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Call
now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get help online at oncallradio.com.
Phone lines are open this hour as we talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's empowering your health. Let's kick this segment off and go with Kim. Hi, Kim. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Hi there.
I am on FemHeart, and I know I've heard you say don't eat soy products, and I was just wondering what you thought of natural hormone replacement, which is has derivative of soy.
Well, I know it has a derivative of soy in it, but if you're, even with a natural version, any hormone replacement, whatever it might be, I would do your best to stay away from it, only because you're taking it on a regular basis, and soy products, for the most part, definitely can drive your hormones in a way that you don't want to, and they can throw them off. However, it's kind of a catch-22 with what you're doing. Have they been monitoring your blood work? Is it changing your hormone profile for the better?
No, I just had cysts on my ovaries, and they've been trying to get me to take it for years, and finally, when they said that, I did, and just the difference in, you know, the night sweats and all those problems was just, I was sold on it pretty much, but I'd like to go with something else. But
well, let's talk about night sweats, and let's talk about, you know, with getting the cyst on the ovaries. Did they do any other checks? Did they check on your blood sugar levels? Did they check to see if you have, you know, anything close to diabetes? Did they check any of that?
No, it was just the normal yearly checkup.
Okay. Have them check your hemoglobin A1C. It's called the HA1C. See where your number
H-A-1-C.
Is. Yeah, HA1C. And just have them check that, because a lot of times when you get, even if you don't have diabetes, if you get close to it where your, you know, your A1C is right at the edge of the borderline of turning over toward one of the numbers that could be closer to diabetes, the blood sugar levels, the fluctuating blood sugar levels, can cause night sweats. It can cause regular hot flashes that might mimic issues with your hormones. And so a lot of times that's overlooked. But that's one of the major reasons that women or men, for that matter, can even go in, can have that. Men can have the same kind of symptoms due to blood sugar levels. But I've seen that a lot with women. And then another thing, too, is if you've been having a lot of cysts, a great way to check and reduce cystic activity in the body is to change the way you're eating. That's going to be a big one. And to start taking proteolytic enzymes. What happens is we don't break down our proteins very well. And as we age, and as, of course, stress enters our lives, which not that any of us has any stress in our lives, but, you know, hydrochloric acid, that and proteolytic enzymes are two things that will help break down excess proteins in the blood. And when you have excess proteins floating around that don't get metabolized when you go through your digestive process, it can cause cysts to form. And those cysts can form pretty much anywhere in the body. And it's a great little thing to do, even for a period of time, to see if there's a reduction, you know, within the body, if it changes the way you feel. Because a lot of times it can. So hydrochloric acid, you'll take two tablets of hydrochloric acid, or HCl, with each meal. And then the proteolytic enzymes, you'll take three times a day on an empty stomach about an hour away from the meal. So the hydrochloric acid helps break down the food while you're eating it. Proteolytic enzymes, they kind of pick up the residual after you've eaten a meal.
But well, does that mean I'm eating too much protein?
No, it usually doesn't. Doesn't mean you're eating too much. As long as you're eating, if you're eating three meals a day and you're getting a good portion size of whatever meal, you know, whatever food you're eating, you know, chicken or steak or fish, you're not getting too much protein. You're eating seven or eight times a day. That's going to be too much.
Yeah.
You know, not with three times a day. No, you'll be fine. But as far as the hormone replacement, I would look for another alternative that did not have a soy base to it. And yeah, I'm a big fan against soy, just because there have been so many studies, and we've seen so much clinically as far as hormones just getting thrown off based on a woman eating a lot of soy products. And just by coming off soy products, you can see a huge change in the blood work. And that's just, that right there in itself tells us a lot. But there's a lot of studies where excess soy in the bloodstream and things, and this is coming more from dietary issues, but even still,
to consistently put soy in the body, you know, there's links to cancer. And, of course, there's one article they'll say it's anti-cancer. There's another article they'll tell you in research that it causes it. I'm just a big anti-soy guy. I'm not a big fan for it. So that's my opinion on soy. There's a couple of other hormones you can do naturally if you wanted to go that route that are non-soy based, and that's look into any more information, and we'll do what we can to help. Okay, thanks for the call. Questions about your health? Phone lines are open. Give us a call, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Raymond. Hi, Raymond. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help? Hello? Hey, Raymond.
Hello? Yes, sir. Hey, are you getting me, Dr. Asa?
I've got you, Raymond. Talk to me.
Yes, sir. I had been overseas and had a colon cleanse. They did it with coffee, and afterwards I had so much more energy than before. I was wondering, what is it about the coffee? Is it the caffeine, or what really helps stimulate that to really make you feel so much better?
When you're drinking coffee to go to the bathroom or for a colon cleanse?
No, for a colon cleanse. They actually gave it to you like a black coffee and an enema.
The reason they do that is because there's an acidity in the coffee bean and the caffeine that's in the coffee bean. So there's two things at work. When you do a coffee enema, at any level, it's going to help stimulate the bowel. What's stimulating the bowel is the caffeine. So you'd actually do it with tea or any other substances, but also the acidity in the coffee bean makes a big difference as well as far as cleaning out the body. I'm not a big fan of coffee enemas on a regular basis, though. It's a little bit harder on your system. I'm a bigger fan of cleansing your body actively by the things you're eating every single day. So the anti-inflammatory diet, a great thing, keeping your fiber up to 40 grams a day. And then fasting one day a week gives your digestive tract a break. Now, I'm a bigger fan of that. You know, the coffee enema is more for an extreme case, I think, from what we've seen clinically. Okay, thanks for the call. Questions about your health? Phone lines are open. Check in with me, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call, Diagnosing Hope, one caller at a time.
Hi, this is America's Health Coach. By now, you've heard the benefits of American Pharmacy. They custom formulate your own medications based on your own individual needs and ship them right to your door. But what do their customers say? Here's Richard, a big fan of the natural compounding cream they customized for him at American Pharmacy.
I've got bad rheumatoid arthritis. After I got it and I tried it, this is the best stuff I've ever seen. I stopped hurting. All my pain was gone. I stopped hurting from the moment I put it on. It was like a miracle. I just never thought anything could be that good. It really surprised me.
Let the experts in American Pharmacy customize your own medications just for you with unbeatable prices. Just like Richard, call 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695. All insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Find American Pharmacy online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Phone lines are open this hour as we talk about life and talk about health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is On Call, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you'd like to participate in the show, you can jump in and call 888-283-7272. Get on the phone and let's get well. 888-283-7272. It's time to stop worrying, folks, and start living. Let's get healthy together, just you and me. Your answers are just a phone call away. You can also go online. Send a short and easy-to-read email. We'll do our best to make it part of the show. Empowering your health, empowering your life. That's what this show is all about. Let's go to Mark. Hi, Mark. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
I'm diabetic, and I take medication for that. I take the Noble and the insulin. I take that at night, and my blood sugar's kind of high, but it's affecting my eyesight. And I've had cataract surgery, laser surgery, and things of that nature. But I had heart surgery about 2 years ago, open five bypass surgery. And I just wanted to get some opinion on all this medication I'm on. I'm taking LASIK, I'm taking Coreg, I'm taking Norvasc, I'm taking Neurontin for neuropathy and all kind of issues there. And I was just listening to you about one of the person you were talking about diabetes, and I just wanted to see what I could do to try to get that, you know, my eyesight taken care of, and some alternative things I can do to control this sugar diabetes, as well as all this medication I'm taking because of the surgery I had 2 years ago.
I understand. We got a lot of things going on, but just know this. Know that the body is a whole. And so just because you got several different symptoms going on, you've got neuropathy and you've had issues with your heart and you're struggling with diabetes, your blood sugar's not, you know, your pancreas are not working the way they need to, it's okay. Because remember, the body can get sick, it can get well. That's the hope that
right.
we have. Right. So if we know that, then all we have to do is make some radical changes in our health and with our life, and we can see some radical results. So that's what we have to focus on. We have to focus on what we can do to get our body working right again. So let's talk about that for a second. When it comes to things like diabetes and blood sugar related issues, you want to start focusing on all of this that you're doing. We have to start with a great foundation. And a great foundation is going to come from the things that you're eating every single day. So, you know, tell me what you eat right now on a regular day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Well, generally, for breakfast, I'll eat something like, peanut butter crackers and, decaf coffee a little bit, not all the time. Lunch, I usually try to get, salad, something like that. And, sometimes I get a little bad. I'll eat stuff like, high sodium stuff like Cheetos and stuff like that. Every once in a while.
Okay.
And, but that's generally what I try to do. I try to eat a salad at least every day, and I try to walk at least 2 miles every day.
Okay. All right. So at least, you know, you got the exercise down. I can tell you right now, the things you're putting inside your body, the foods that you're eating every single day, you're completely working against yourself in every area. Okay. So the things that you're eating, food's always the greatest drug we have. And you're taking a lot of medications right now.
Right.
So knowing that you're taking a lot of medications, we need to make sure that you're getting the right kinds of foods before we start with any kind of plan. So let's start with that. So the anti-inflammatory diet is the place you want to start. And that's what I recommend you do. And that's in my book, Empowering Your Health. Real simple. And it's basically equal amounts of lean protein sources, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and good healthy fats. So each meal, for example, breakfast would be 2 or 3 organic eggs, maybe a bowl of fresh berries, and then, you know, some good healthy fats, which you'll get from the egg yolks. And, you know, of course, you want to do a little bit of avocado. You could do some almonds for breakfast in the morning, whatever you like. But getting off the processed foods, no breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, no cow's milk, dairy of any kind, and making some radical changes. So you've got a lot of stuff going on. So it's not one of those deals of, let's just get my eyesight better. It's one of those deals where you have to make some radical changes, some radical shifts in your life, in the lifestyle choices you're making, if you want to get well and you want to see your body function better. And it's one of those things where you look at yourself and you come to a place and you say, how did I get like this?
Right.
How did my body break down? Why did it break down? You know, 20 years ago, I was lean and mean. I was strong. I didn't have I wasn't taking any medication.
Right.
Now, what happened? And unfortunately, most disease and health challenges is an accumulation over the years of poor choices. And there are some genetic factors, but it's more lifestyle factors than anything else. Now, that's not to come down on you, because we live the way we live based on what we learn. I mean, we do what
right,
we know.
But you're exactly right, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. And that's, so the cool thing is, this is what's so great. If we can lifestyle our way into getting sick, we can lifestyle our way out and get well. And that's what you can do. You really can. So to steer you in the right direction, I've got these daily prescriptions I always talk about. They're on my website at drasa.com. 5 daily prescriptions. Number one, start on the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health. It's the place you want to start. Lays the foundation for good, solid nutrition in the body. Gets rid of inflammation. Helps your body regenerate good, new, healthy cells. And then prescription number two is you want to make sure you get your blood work done about every 6 months. A full panel of blood work. Looking at everything. The power is in the blood. The lifeline is in the blood. You will find most everything you need to know about the human body in the blood. It tells you everything.
My HDL is about 9.5.
Well, see, there you go. going to the gym all the time. It could be walking, jogging, riding.
Mostly walking. Yeah,
that's fine. Get out and do something you enjoy. And then number five would be to drink half your body weight in ounces of pure non-chlorinated water daily. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you drink 100 ounces every day.
How much?
Hydrate your body. Well, if you whatever half your body weight is.
So if I'm, how much should I drink then? If I'm 200 pounds, how much?
100 ounces.
100 ounces a day?
Right. Yep. Okay. 100 ounces. So there, that lays the foundation for you. Those are the five daily prescriptions. But you're taking a lot of medication. So let's just run down the list. What I would recommend for you that I think, you know, you would be okay doing. You want to talk to your physician, though, for sure. You know, when you're dealing with any type of heart-related issue, blood pressure-related issues, you want to make sure you're taking plenty of L-arginine, L-citrulline, and also potassium iodide. And L-arginine and citrulline are both amino acids. No big deal. For diabetes and any type of blood sugar-related issue, I would definitely look into ionic chromium, ionic vanadium, alpha lipoic acid, and also ionic manganese. All of those are amazing when it comes to rebuilding the pancreas and getting the body to manage its own blood sugar like it used to. And when you've been diagnosed with diabetes, that can be a real challenge. But if you follow that protocol, you should do very, very well. And then also, when you're looking at the eyesight deal with your eyes, high levels of vitamin A. You get plenty of vitamin A in a tablespoon of cod liver oil. A couple tablespoons a day will give you about 40,000 units a day of vitamin A, and that's what they have found. Between 25,000 and 40,000 units of vitamin A is what they are using now to really strengthen the eyesight and to slow down any of the aging process to the eyes. Lutein, L-U-T-E-I-N, is also another component that you can keep. It's a supplement you can pick up at a health food store and works wonders. Now, for the Lasix and the neuropathy and everything else you're doing, for the neuropathy, vitamin B6, which is pyridoxal 5-phosphate, always helps with any type of neuropathy. I just would love to see you not have to take so many medications if it's possible. See, a lot of what you're taking are just managing symptoms. Nothing wrong with that. We need that for a period of time, but let's figure out why your body ever broke down in the first place. And I think with Lasix and things of that nature, again, you want to stay with your physician on all of this. NADH, which is an activated version of niacin, which is, it won't have the flushing effect that niacin tends to have, will be great for lowering the fluids in your body. If there's any puffiness, things that they're worried about, that will help as well. So they'll give you a plethora of things to work on. You can always email me at dracasa.com if you need further help with that. But listen, the big thing is that you realize is that you've lifestyled your way into this place. This is where you are. And the way to get out is to lifestyle your way out. As hard as you worked to get into this place, making the wrong choices over a long period of time, now if we can get strategic and start making right lifestyle choices, then you can see yourself come out. And that'll be a great victory for you and all your loved ones that are around you, that are rooting for you, wanting to see you get well and stay well. All right? Thanks for the call, my friend. Questions about your health? Phone lines are open. Give me a call, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Michelle. Hi, Michelle. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
I was in the hospital like about 3 weeks ago because I had a UTI infection, and they found I had E. coli.
Okay.
And so they told me some of the symptoms, and I noticed I had some of the symptoms about 3 weeks before they found it. Mm-hmm. So they gave me antibiotics, but only 5 days. And like I felt better about 2 days after I started taking antibiotics. I finished them, and then like about another 4 or 5 days afterwards, I felt all the symptoms coming back of the E. coli.
Yeah, that's because E. coli is a real tough one to get rid of. I'll tell you what, we're going to go into a commercial break. We'll talk about E. coli when we come out. E. coli has been a real challenge, and of course you see it in different ways, different facets, but the symptoms can be a real challenge. So hang tight, and I'll tell you some great things that in addition to the antibiotic therapy they've given you, I think will give you some good results. Questions about your health? Phone lines are open. Check in with me, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call, Diagnosing Hope, one caller at a time.
Are Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hey folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicine.
I have been very active and still am all my life, and I tripped over some heavy concrete sidewalk, fell flat on my face, but the worst damage was to my rib cage. I thought maybe I'd broken or cracked a rib. I discovered Amino Active. I had a great night's sleep. Otherwise, I could have been miserable. There are no side effects. It's non-toxic.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available. www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 855-442-6466. That's 855-442-6466.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions, so why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open this hour as we talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you need a new prescription for your life, then make an appointment with me right now. 888-283-7272. Or send me an email. Going into the break, we're talking with Michelle. And Michelle's been dealing with E. coli. Now, Michelle, you said you took antibiotics for about 5 days. That's all they gave it to you for. And then once you're finished with that, about, what, 5 days later, the symptoms started coming back. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So how are you now? Are you still feeling the symptoms?
I haven't been back to the doctors to get more antibiotics. But, like, I feel, like, nauseous all the time. I have really bad heartburn, like, indigestion, like, diarrhea, everything. Like, everything I had before is all back.
Okay. Yeah, I would probably go see your physician. I'm going to give you some other things to do as well. When you've had E. coli, there's some things that you want to lay out for a good foundation for you. Do you have an appetite at all? Do you have an appetite at all?
Yeah, I do, but when I eat, I feel even worse afterwards.
Okay, so when you eat, you feel... Okay. So knowing that you have a little bit of an appetite, but yet when you eat, you feel worse, I would definitely... You want to eat light, obviously, but you want to eat foods from the anti-inflammatory diet. I would definitely stay away from cow's milk, dairy. I would stay away from anything with wheat in it, any type of grains of any kind. I would stay off of those for right now. And with a chronic diarrhea, it means that your body's a little bit acidic, and instead of being alkaline... And by being more alkaline, this is what's called a pH scale. And you can go to a health food store and pretty much get these little strips. They're called pH strips, and it'll help keep your body balanced. And in my book, Empowering Your Health, I've got a whole list. If your body's more acidic, which on the scale, if 7 is the midline, which it is, then there's a number between, about 5 or 6 up to about 6.8. You're more on the acidic side. The optimal range of the pH scale is 6.8 to 7.2. When you get above 7.2, it causes issues as well. And you can be more alkaline. That can cause constipation, so it can swing you the other way. But the nauseousness, and because of the bacterium, you want to make sure that we do everything we can to get rid of that. And I'll tell you that Ionic Silver, one of the best natural antibiotic, antiviral that you can take. You can take about 30 to 40 drops 3 times a day for about 14 days till the infection is gone, the E. coli is gone. That should help out tremendously. Fasting is a good thing, too. Fasting is really great. And, you know, obviously, if you're already nauseous and you've got somewhat of an appetite, but you can handle fasting, I would drink broth for a day or so. Maybe eat for 2 days and then fast for a day. And you would want to drink like a chicken broth or a beef broth, organic, of course, and just heat it up like a hot tea. Sip on that throughout the day along with water, plenty of water. Half your body weight at least in water right now will be very important. But killing the bacterium, if it's E. coli, is going to be a challenge. The Ionic Silver will help. I would do higher levels of vitamin C, not real high, but around 3,000 milligrams per day in a buffered pH form. And you can do several things. I mean, there's some different herbs and things that will help, you know, homeopathics that are beneficial too. But I would stick really with the basics right now. Take plenty of probiotics, 2 to 4 in the morning on an empty stomach, and 2 to 4 in the evening on an empty stomach will help out tremendously. But if the antibiotics were only for 5 days and you finished them, I'd go talk to your doctor and see if they would be okay as far as you simply you know, possibly not doing another round, what their thoughts are. If you do another round, I would do more of a 7-day round, but that's going to be up to them. I just, with E. coli, it's a hit and miss with antibiotics. And with you, what you've experienced is the rebound, where it really didn't kill the bacterium and it came back. And when it comes back, it'll come back with a vengeance, as you've seen right now. So there's several things we need to get into play, but I would talk to your doctor about it. I would look into the ionic silver. And remember, when you go look for this stuff, colloidal silver is not the same as ionic. They're two totally different things. So if you need help with that, then we'll do what we can to help. Thanks so much for the call. Christopher from New York City, he writes, I've recently been struggling with high cholesterol. What should I do? The numbers don't go down unless I take one of my statin drugs that my doctor recommended to me or prescribed to me. Well, it's pretty simple, Christopher. When you're dealing with any issue with cholesterol, don't freak out. That's the first thing, because when the numbers get up, everybody freaks out. But remember, between 190 and 220 are actually fairly normal numbers. And with the good cholesterol being, you know, anywhere from 60 to 70, that's okay. That's the HDL. Those are the good guys. You want to keep the LDLs, which are the bad guys, under 100. That's the actual goal for you, and that's what I would shoot for. Remember, when your cholesterol is up, your hormones stay up. So testosterone for guys, and then for women, estrogen, progesterone, staying balanced is always a great key in keeping your cholesterol levels at a good number. However, two eggs every single day. Eggs are the best cholesterol-lowering food that we have. There's two components in the egg yolk, which is choline, a transporter, and lecithin, which is a fat emulsifier, which pushes the excess cholesterol out of the body. Unbelievable for managing your cholesterol levels, along with red yeast rice. You can do about 500 milligrams twice a day. Always helps when you're dealing with cholesterol. Thanks for the email. Questions about your health? Give us a call, 888-283-7272. Puts another hour in the charts. This is On Call, the show that's empowering your health. I'd like to thank producers in the booth. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. If you call the show, we missed you. You always email me and be back sooner than you think. In the meantime, forget about the past. It's gone. Focus on today. That's your gift. And realize your best days are still ahead, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital. But remember, the body's regenerating every single day. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can always lifestyle your way out and get well. That's what we're here for.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by cardiologists, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health. Now hear from Adrian, a real Step One Foods customer. Adrian explains why he became a fan of Step One Foods.
For me, if you look back at my history as far as my cholesterol is concerned, it was really hard for me to move those particular ones. After 30 days, my triglycerides went from 160 down to 100.
Now you can make the difference in your health that Adrian did. Go to StepOneFoods.com, at StepOneFoods.com, or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.